This is New England Public Media. The 2020 Massachusetts state primary will whittle down the candidates and offer a major test to the state's mail-in voting system. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
For many cities and towns, tomorrow's primary is the first voting in a new coronavirus world. The Massachusetts Secretary of State last week reminded voters that mail-in ballots may be hand-delivered to the local election office or to a drop box in town, but not brought to the regular polling place. With a number of voters making that decision to avoid the polls in person, do you get a sense as to how well this process has gone so far and whether long delays in results are expected tomorrow night?
It's a great question, and I think we don't know for sure. It does seem that there was strong interest in the mail-in voting option. Close to 1 million people had requested ballots for this primary. The secretary said over the weekend that around 700,000 people have already voted in this state primary, which is very interesting. A lot of that coming by mail-in voting. Also, for the first time, Massachusetts has also had in-person early voting ahead of the state primary. So a lot of different options for voters, which could create some different dynamics on election night as clerks work to count all of these ballots. We do expect to get results on Tuesday night, perhaps later, depending on how close some of these races are. But unlike in November, when we have an even different scenario, when ballots only have to be postmarked by Election Day, all ballots in this primary have to be returned to the clerk by Tuesday. So all the ballots should be in hand. They should be counted, and it just might take a little longer.
Let's talk through some of the races you've been keeping an eye on. We'll start big. The U.S. Senate primary on the Democratic side, incumbent Ed Markey against Congressman Joe Kennedy. Anything surprise you about how this race has taken shape in recent days?
I mean, this race has been kind of taking shape for the past couple months. Ever since they both emerged from the pandemic and started campaigning again, we've seen this race kind of take shape in ways that maybe we thought it or didn't see coming way back in the fall. Ed Markey has really defined himself as this progressive warrior, doing very well, it seems, among young voters, and also seems to have the momentum. A lot of recent polling showing he's ahead of his challenger, Joseph Kennedy. But Kennedy on the stump throughout the weekend, talking about the need to drive out his vote. He believes that the vote is there if he can get them to the polls. They're hoping that in-person voting is where the Kennedy vote is, and potentially in some of these urban districts that still have yet to hit the polls. So this could be one of those tight ones on election night.
There are a couple of big primaries for the U.S. House. Of course, out here, we have the first congressional district with Democrats Richard Neal and Alex Morse going at it. And in Eastern Mass, the fourth congressional Democratic primary is a very crowded affair. So together, these races have the potential to really shake up the state's congressional delegation. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we'll for sure have one new member of the delegation coming out of the fourth. That crowded field, seven Democrats currently competing for Congressman Kennedy's seat when he leaves the House. That is going to be one to watch, where just a small portion of the electorate could decide that. Some of these candidates trying to lock down their bases in order to get maybe the 20% that they need to win. Out west, another interesting race that really surprisingly, I thought last week we saw Governor Charlie Baker weighed in, the Republican governor endorsing Congressman Neal, the powerful Ways and Means chairman, but Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse, of course, reaching the $2 million raised threshold over the weekend or late last week. He's certainly giving the incumbent a run for his money. And this is another one that I think a lot closer than people maybe thought early on.
And briefly, Matt, of course, quite a few races tomorrow that'll shape the state legislature. In Hampden County alone, we have five contested primaries tomorrow. How active have Beacon Hill leaders been in primaries this year?
It's been a different sort of year. I think the pandemic has certainly curtailed some of their activity a bit. Normally, when you have a lot of people running uncontested in these primaries, they tend to get out onto the trail to help some of their colleagues. We're not seeing as much of that because of the pandemic and the way in-person campaigning has kind of taken on a different form, and it's been a different sort of year. But same situation out in Hampden County. We're going to see some new faces coming to the legislature. Of course, Jose Tosado's the race for his seat, the race to replace John Velez in the House after he jumped to the Senate. You have Tom Petrolatti. I think that's an uncontested, just one person race, but another new face coming in from Western Mass. So the delegation from the Springfield area is going to look completely different, and it'll be interesting to see who those faces are after Tuesday night.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and to others from New England Public Media at our website, nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.